Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
I'm speaking with Michelle Fondon. She is the author of The Wheel of Healing, an easy guide to an Ayurvedic lifestyle. And she has an upcoming book, Living the Eight Limbs of Yoga. So, Michelle, we were talking about, you were actually talking about these spokes on this wheel and how they represent, you know, all aspects of our lives. Can you maybe just lay out what those individual spokes are?
Sure. So the first of the spokes is physical health. And of course, physical health includes that physical body, whatever we put into our body, our food, drink, our exercise. The next spoke is emotional health. And of course, that's pretty self-explanatory. You know, how you manage your stress level, your emotions, how you deal with your emotions on a day-to-day basis. Then it goes into healing your past. We all tend to hold on to things from our past. We tend to not forgive, for example, as much as we really should forgive, and really moving on. And then it goes into spiritual health, looking at, you know, our spirituality. What do we believe is our higher power? What do we believe that is beyond ourselves, beyond our own being? Then we're looking at relationship health, and really that is uniquely tied into the emotions, healing the past, spiritual health, and our physical health. You know, how are our relationships? How do we perceive our relationships? And then going into a little bit more that's extended away from us, nevertheless really affecting us, is going into our financial health, our occupational health, and our environmental health. So those three are really intricately related. You know, our finances and our job satisfaction, as well as our environment, where we live and how we're living.
So now I just want you to know, Michelle, I'm taking notes, right? I told you I'm an old fuddy-duddy medical doctor. So, yeah. So I got to make sure we got the physical, the emotional, the healing past, which I really, really like, the spiritual, which is also important to me as a Christian. We have relationship, and then we have occupational, environmental, and finance. So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff. So what are you really, when somebody comes in and they come to see you and you're going to offer them guidance and suggestions, I mean, is your goal to make perfect all of these spokes? Or what are you really trying to do here?
So the goal really is balance. And when a person comes to me with a set of symptoms, and I'm going to give you an example. There was a gentleman that came to me about 5 years ago, and he's a great client of mine right now. He's taken a lot of the courses. He does yoga every week. He came in because he had a health problem. He was, you know, in his early 40s, he had his first heart attack. And he said, you know, I'm looking to get healthy. I want to change my ways. You know, I want to exercise more. I want to do, you know, and he had been exercising for a long time. And I said to him, well, you know, what else is going on with you? And he said, well, you know, because intuitively I knew when somebody has a heart attack, there's usually something else going on in their lives. And he said, well, you know, last year I was divorced, and I looked at him and I said, okay, let's talk a little bit more about your emotional health then. And he looked at me and he said, no, I had a heart attack. And I said, no, the heart chakra, the area of the heart where you had that heart attack, is intimately linked not only to your emotional health, but to your past and your relationship. So let's look at that. Let's explore that a little bit more. So really when somebody comes to me with a set of symptoms or something that they're dealing with in their health, I'm asking questions, and a good Ayurvedic practitioner is going to ask a lot of questions. They're going to sit there with you and learn all about your life and what makes you tick. And usually I'm digging in a little bit deeper in order to find the root cause, and finding the root cause is usually one of these spokes. So it's not so much about, healing and balancing every single one so they're perfect, but it's more about finding where that started.
Right.
Where that imbalance
That makes sense. Okay, so now, I'm going to challenge you, Michelle, because you said something else here, the chakra, right? The heart chakra. All right, so I'm going to ask it this way. What is chakra, but answer that in a very Western way, if that makes sense.
Okay, it's where a chakra is an area in the body where it's actually a bundle of nerves. And so in a Western way, if we look at this from a Western perspective, there are concentrated areas of nerve endings in the body. And in Ayurveda and yoga, they correspond to the areas along the spine. So starting from the base of the spine, going up through to the crown of the head, there are these concentrated areas of nerve at certain points along the spine. And so if we're looking at it from a physical standpoint, those are nerve endings or major organs and energy centers, in the sense where there's a lot going on. So let's say the heart, that's a big center where there's the heart. The heart is one of the, you know, most important organs in the body. And so in yoga, they consider that to be energy associated with the physical part.
Yeah. Okay. And that's so it's an area, so I guess in a Western way, the way I would say it, it's a concentration of nerves, in a sense, that are helping regulate that organ. I mean, that might be a way that I would say that. So, okay, so let me back up. Taking your heart attack example, right? You had that gentleman came in, right, who had the heart attack. As a Western doctor, I can do things like improve cardiac remodeling and improve endothelial health and keep blood pressure in check. That would be all the physical, right? But what you have found in your own experience is that on all that is important, right? Let's say that. But if we don't also address some of those other spokes, I mean, we may fix the heart ultimately, but there still may be some underlying issues that are going to make that healing more difficult. Is that a good way to think of it?
Exactly. I think, yes. And I believe that if we're not looking to the reasons why the heart failed in the first place, then it's going to repeat itself. You can regulate it with medications, certainly. You can regulate it with putting in a stent, doing, you know, a balloon, opening up those arteries. But if you really don't look to what caused it in the first place, then there may be a repetition of a second or third heart attack. And so what we're looking at is, you know, what may be going on in the person's relationships, or what may be going on in job dissatisfaction. There was a quote that Deepak Chopra made that from a medical journal, and this was way back, but, you know, he said that there are more heart attacks that happen at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning than any other time in the week. And, you know, the human animal is the only one that would have a specific time to have a concentrated amount of cardiac arrest. You know, there aren't any other animals that would. So really, if you don't look to the root cause, it's going to be really difficult to come into complete healing.
Yeah, no. And it does. And I think... You and I have slightly different worldviews and belief system, which is perfectly fine. You're doing a great job, Michelle, by the way. I love your website.
Thank you.
I'm on it right now. Oh, and I want to mention this to my listeners. It's thewheelofhealing.com. I tried pulling it up without the.
Yeah, it's the. Correct.
Yeah, and there's no hyphens. It's just all one word, thewheelofhealing.com. So I'm going to encourage my listeners to go check that out, because I agree with everything you're saying. You know, I do believe that we're body, we're soul, we're spirit. And you know, wellness is really about a balance with all those. I mean, I can be healthy in one of those, but wellness is for me as a Christian is a totally different, you know, ball game. And it's about balancing all these different parts of who I am. We have about a minute or so. Healing the past. About 30 seconds. How do you heal the past? Go. Setting you up.
You listen to your story. That's what it is. To heal the past, you listen to your story. When you open your mouth and you introduce yourself, what are you telling people about you? And listen to that story. If it has a negative connotation, you're holding on to your past in a very negative way. If it has a positive message and it's uplifting to people, then you have moved on from anything that has hurt you in the past.
Nice. Well, that's perfect. You did it in 30 seconds, Michelle. You just healed everybody's past in 30 seconds. That's awesome. The website is thewheelofhealing.com. You can check out Michelle's book there, purchase it there. I'm sure it's available on Amazon as well. Michelle, thank you for all that you do and for coming on the show. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.